From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian rebel forces say that they have broken through areas around the northern city of Aleppo after some fierce fighting. Rebels Break Aleppo's Siege was written on the Istanbul-based National Coalition's Twitter account Saturday. The ultra-conservative Ahrar al-Sham group said on Twitter that rebels had seized control of Ramusa on the southwestern edges of Aleppo and opened the route to the city. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports fighters of Jaish al-Fatah and the rest of the rebel and Islamic factions advanced and met with rebels inside Aleppo. Elsewhere, a coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters had taken almost complete control of the strategic northern city of Manbij that had been a stronghold of the Islamic State group. Belgian police say a man wielding a machete and yelling Allahu Akbar was shot and killed Saturday shortly after injuring two female police officers in the city of Charleroi. The attacker was shot by a third officer and later died at the hospital. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said he is closely monitoring the situation and strongly condemns the attack. He said, "At the moment, I'm in permanent contact with security forces to monitor the situation and to evaluate whether additional measures may or may not be necessary. We are waiting for an update on the evaluation by the Coordinating Unit for Threat Analysis." The Charleroi attack came after 32 people were killed in March during coordinated bombing attacks on the Brussels airport and a subway station. Islamic State claimed responsibility for those attacks. This is VOA News. Saturday was the first full day of competition at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics, and the first gold medal of the Games went to American shooter Ginny Thrasher. The 19-year-old competitor in the women's 10-meter air rifle edged two Chinese shooters to take gold. Meanwhile, Hoang Xuân Vinh gave Vietnam its first ever Olympic gold medal by winning the men's 10-meter air pistol. Belgian cyclist Greg Vandermaat won the gold in the men's cycling road race. South Korea defeated the United States to take gold in the men's team archery events. Gold medals were also handed out in men's and women's judo and fencing. And there was a world record in the pool when British swimmer Adam Peaty lowered his world time in the 100-meter breaststroke to 57.55 seconds. President Obama used his weekly media address to celebrate the beginning of the Games and call for all Americans to get behind Team USA. The president called on the country to cherish the opportunity to come around one flag despite political differences. He also praised members of the first ever refugee team as personifying endurance.
That idea that you can succeed no matter where you're from is especially true this year. We'll cheer on athletes on the first ever Olympic refugee team. 10 competitors from the Congo, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Syria who personify endurance.
The first family left Washington Saturday for 2 weeks vacation on Martha's Vineyard, the family's last vacation of Mr. Obama's presidency. South African President Jacob Zuma has acknowledged that the local elections were hotly contested as his governing African National Congress recorded its worst results since the end of apartheid. The ANC lost its grip on local government in Tshwane, the home of South Africa's capital Pretoria, as results on Saturday gave the opposition Democratic Alliance a big win. The ANC beat the DA in the Johannesburg municipality election, although it fell short of an outright majority. The results of the local government elections have reshaped the political landscape in South Africa, where the ANC has governed virtually unopposed since 1994, when white minority rule ended. The United Nations suspended peace talks Saturday between Yemen's Sunni government and Shiite Houthi rebels. UN peace envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed announced the suspension in Kuwait, saying he would work separately in the coming weeks with negotiators from both sides. No date or venue has been announced for further negotiations, but Sheikh Ahmed said that they could resume within a month. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.